Few songwriters have enjoyed the success of George and Ira Gershwin, and the Carolina Winter Music Festival reminds us just why with Gershwin Portraits in Rinola House Museum of American Art this Sunday, February 24th at 2. In the Mary and Charlie Babcock Wing Gallery there, it'll be an entire concert of selections by the Gershwins celebrating the opening weekend of the new exhibit Star Power, Edward Steichen's Glamour Photography, including Gershwin Portraits taken by Steichen. Singer Martha Bassett and the Carolina Chamber Symphony Players Jazz Trio will perform the All Gershwin program amidst more than 100 spectacular photographs in the exhibition by the first great American fashion photographer. Martha recently stopped by with pianist Federico Pivetta and bassist Matt Kendrick for a sampling live in Studio A, beginning with Gershwin's They Can't Take That Away From Me.
I mean, there's a lot of things going on. There's all kinds of different ways to the top of the mountain and different perspectives to take when you're walking a baseline, different ways to go about it. And, you know, sometimes I might take a thing where I'm coming down through the changes, or I might play the change as it is, or, you know, there's just a lot of different variables, and I try to hear what's going on and try to play something that makes, you know, Martha sound good and Fred sound good and support what's going on and make it feel good swing.
All he's got in front of him is the melody sketched out and then these chords. He's got an A-flat major 7 chord, a D-flat major 7 chord, and a C minor 7. Let's hear what it sounds like walking. No need to wonder why they call it a walking bass. It's just like a walk through the park.
Yeah, and that's kind of keeps the melody in mind.
Speaking of melody, Martha, another thing I love about all of Gershwin's music is, yeah, it was written back in the early 1900s, and yet it's just so fresh. As the singer telling this tale, what's on your mind?
Getting the text across in a way that will resonate with the audience, but also making it swing. Really, the phrasing, to me, is what I'm thinking about the most.
What do you mean when you say you got to make it swing?
Well, I'm not going to sing the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, it's na-na-na-na-na. You kind of got to lean into the beat, and where you put the beat makes all the difference as to how it swings.
No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
The tunes are just fantastic. They're just so beautifully written. I don't think there is a Gershwin song that I've heard that I don't like. What makes this interesting is every time, depending on the configuration of instruments that we have, you know, we have to treat the tune in a slightly different way, but still at the same time convey the message of the song. When you are able to portray an energy that goes out of the song just by really swinging it, a person will definitely will feel that internally, that... I mean, a really good driving rhythm makes everybody starts to snap. So there's a natural energy that just happens when you play this kind of music.
Pianist Federico Pivetta, singer Martha Bassett, and bassist Matt Kendrick will team up with drummer John Wilson for Gershwin Portraits in Rinola House Museum of American Art this Sunday, February 24th at 2 in the Mary and Charlie Babcock Wing Gallery. Martha and the Carolina Chamber Symphony Players Jazz Trio are celebrating the opening weekend of the new Rinola House exhibit Star Power, Edward Steichen's Glamour Photography, including Gershwin Portraits taken by Steichen. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org. Just click on Triad Arts. Steichen biographer and Triad native Penny Niven will have a conversation with Steichen's granddaughter at 3 o'clock immediately following the performance, and ticket admission covers it all at $18, $8 for Rinola House members and students, and that includes admission to Rinola House as well. It's a full day of American art, history, and music. I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.